It's always great to have Peter Welch, one of our favorite people in the world, Democrat of Vermont at large, the only congressman in Vermont with us. Peter, let's start with the Greek bailout. What a story that is.
Well, it is, and I don't think it's ended. I mean, the Greek bailout, I think, has a long way to go, with much more suffering for the Greek people. That's, I think, the bad news. The good news is that the Eurozone is intact, and they didn't risk the Grexit, as they call it. But, you know, bottom line here, you've got a situation that is a combination of irresponsible borrowing by Greece and a lot of policies that they couldn't afford, but an enormous amount of irresponsible lending as well. And the terms of this are really a cram-down on Greece, where they're going to suffer enormously with this additional austerity that's imposed by this agreement. And the question is whether or not the lenders at some point really are going to live up to the acknowledgement that Greece cannot get back to prosperity unless there's a debt reduction. So this agreement, as it's crafted right now, is having Greece pay back the full amount that they borrowed and that was irresponsibly lent. What I hope is that the references that were made to some type of debt reduction will be implemented, because I think that's going to be essential for Greece to get back on its economic feet. And the other thing, it's going to be essential for Greece to implement a lot of economic reforms.
So what do you think about Angela Merkel being sort of the lead on the Europe side of this? You know, relations between the Greeks and the Germans have a long history, of course. And I think it's one more thing that is so debilitating for the Greek people to sort of swallow.
Well, it is. And, you know, there's an immediate resolution of the immediate crisis. But this has frayed the Euro Union, and it was most explicit between the conflict between Germany, as represented by the Merkel position, and, of course, the Greek government. But the bottom line here is that you've got a real division between the northern European zone and the southern zone, where the Euro works for one and not the other. The Euro has worked very well for Germany. It's really been very helpful to them in increasing their export economy, but it's come at the expense of some of these poorer countries where a standard action by a government when it faced austerity would be to devalue the currency. So the southern countries, like Portugal and like Greece, were unable to use that tool. And the reciprocal benefit was that Germany got the benefit of a relatively cheap euro, which made their exports much more competitive. And I think Germany really isn't fully acknowledging the benefit they got out of the whole euro use. Now, the second thing is that Germany has to remember that in 1953, when they were just hobbled with enormous debt, of course, from the war, they got enormous debt relief from the Allied powers. Enormous debt relief.
Absolutely.
And that was against a lot of political backwinds, where people were saying, why should we do anything for Germany after what they did to us? And it's a pretty fair question for the everyday taxpayer to ask. But the wisdom of that policy, of course, showed itself, because Europe got back on its feet. We had the Marshall Plan. Europe became a strong economic and political ally. And I think it's something that if Germans look back into their history, they might see the benefit of having a broader view towards the Greeks and folks who were in this debtor servitude situation.
Well, it does appear in these negotiations. We were in Italy, and I was watching European English language television for 4 or 5 days. And the fascination and the dependency on the euro, that's all they talked about, Peter. All they talked about was, and they show the prime minister coming in and out, smiling on his face. And then he gets saddled with a deal that's worse than what they originally offered him, that the people sort of rejected. And that did seem like it was a little personal.
Well, I think clearly there was some, in the reporting, a lot of personal animosity towards the Greek government and a lot of expressions of hostility by the Greek ministers towards the Euro folks. But the bottom line, there's a dilemma that the Eurozone had from its inception, and that is that they had a unified currency, but not a unified political organization. Yeah. So that conflict really rears its head in almost unsustainable ways when you've got this situation where the wealthy countries, exemplified by Germany, want a strong euro, and and the poor countries essentially need to devalue their own currency, but they don't have their currency. They're stuck with the euro. And it just puts the that's a conflict that can't easily be resolved.
The Greek voting population in the United States is a very potent one. Have you any sense of where American Greeks are in all of this?
Well, I don't. I'll talk to some of my colleagues. But, you know, this really is a replay of the austerity debate we've been having in this country. Greece is on the ropes. They don't have an income in a economy that has enough to meet its basic needs, even with reduced budgetary expenditures and lower pensions, and pay off this gargantuan debt. And the International Monetary Fund has acknowledged that, and they've said that it's just impossible to have an expectation that 100% on the dollar is going to be repaid or 100% on the euro. So Europe's got more work to do, and there has to be an element here that includes some debt reduction. One of the things that's out of hand there, in my view, is that all the lenders got off the hook. Basically, 90% of the Greek debt has been assumed by Eurozone governments. So it's the taxpayers in Europe who are now on the hook for the irresponsible lending that was done by hedge funds or bankers. And you just separate then the responsibility for making prudent judgments on lending and then the obligation to repay. So these are some of the issues down the line that have to be resolved.
But Americans, I think, have an issue. The one thing that seems to stick in the craw of so many Americans I talk to is the idea that Greeks, as a philosophical thing, do not pay their taxes, and Americans pay their taxes. So to some degree, that hasn't helped the Greek cause.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why I said in the beginning there was irresponsible borrowing and there was irresponsible lending. The irresponsible borrowing is to borrow money instead of collect taxes from some of these, say, shipping oligarchs. I mean, there's literally no justification for Greece to do that. And if instead of doing what they could do, and that is have a fair and enforced tax system, they go borrow money from governments or from individuals, obviously there's no excuse for that. And that's why the reform elements that Greece has to meet, including having their tax collections be effective, are absolutely an essential component of this outcome.
So is there any lessons that can be learned, and we only have a minute for this, from, you know, the other Euro countries? Now they know that the big lenders are not fooling around.
Well, the big lenders are the other governments. And what's clear from this outcome is that the ones that call the shots, mainly Germany, are not going to be forgiving on debt, no matter what the reason. So I think it puts puts other countries on notice that they're just not going to get an awful lot of cooperation from the economic fortresses led by Germany when it comes to resolving the debt. But having said that, there has to be some understanding that when you don't have political unity along with your currency unity, that you're going to have these contradictions where you deny poor country the tool of devaluation. That's something that all countries have used to try to become competitive, and it's a step when a country takes it, it does impose significant hardship on its own people, but gives them at least an opportunity to use the competitive benefit of a lower value currency to get back in the game.
It's always great to talk to Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont at large, the only one in Vermont in office since 2007. Peter, really great to talk to you. When we come back, I have a slew of things I want to ask you.
Okay.